You may be the most important king in the world. You may be a dog walking in the street at the moment of death, in 1 second, finished. It doesn't have any, death has no respect for how big a position you have, how small a position you have. You will be taken immediately, regardless of your position. So this is telling us something very important, that we are not the supreme controller of this, of the universe, of the world, that we are somehow subject to the master, the supreme master, which for those who are, who have no higher knowledge, that supreme master is called death. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Kalo Shmi Bharatarshaba, for the materialist, I am time. Time, the destroyer of the world. The one who does not understand that he is not the master, but he is the servant, then he has to face the master in the form of death. And no one can claim that they are the, they are superior to that master. No one. No matter how big a position they are, even they claim, I am God, I am this, I am the other thing, still, ultimately, they will have to suffer from this the harsh reality of the supreme master, death of this world, who is called death, who comes in the form of time, kala. So therefore, all activities in this world that go on the impression that we are the master, that is called maya, illusion. Because the real position is that ultimately we are not the controller. Isn't it? If we were the controller of this world, then who would be poor in this world, right? Who would not be a millionaire, let us say? If I could do whatever I wanted, then if we could do whatever we wanted, then who would not be a millionaire? Who would not choose to become a millionaire or a billionaire or whatever? But we're not able to do that. Why? Because we don't have ultimate control of things. However much power we may think we have, that is always limited. There is something higher.
Yes.
And so, tato brahma jigyasa. Now, if you have realized these things, that you must go to try to approach that higher thing, which we call the infinite. Infinite means we can control that, but somehow or other it is controlling us. So,
Maharaj,
that's, yes.
Actually, this, like, we say, like, you know, in science we try to understand, you know, the reality. So actually, this, you know, concept of this, like God, how can they, like, you know, like try to, you know, like observe or understand?
That's what I'm trying to explain.
Yes.
That there is something above us that is master of us.
Yes.
And we call that the infinite, because infinite means we cannot control that.
Yes.
But it is controlling us. We cannot grasp that, but it is grasping us.
Yes.
Now, to understand what that is, that's the next thing. But wait a minute. We have to get to that. Yes. So, first of all, we understand that there's something above us, something that masters us. And then, just to be a human being, just to have surpassed this knowledge of of the Veda, the knowledge of sacrifice, just to have performed some good activities, does not allow us to understand that infinite reality, that supreme reality. That's not enough to allow us to understand that. Because then how do we, with our finite understanding, grasp that which is infinite, which is beyond us, which is above us, which is master of us, which is the subject and of which we are the object? We can only be subject to what is more finite, what is smaller than us. That to that it becomes object, and we are the subject of that. But to what is greater than us, and of which we are the object, therefore, so that is the subject, and we are the object, then how do we grasp that? Okay. So there, another process is required. We can't rely on the process of knowledge acquisition, of scientific empirical investigation that we utilize for this material world to understand that higher world of infinite reality, we have to adopt another process.
Yes.
Well, what is that process? So that is given in that word atato.
Atato brahmajigyasa.
Atato. Atato brahmajigyasa, that atato, that now.
Yes.
That word is, has to be analyzed properly, has to be understood properly. And that is given by whom? The Vaishnavacharyas have explained it in more detail. What is that meaning of atato? That don't think that now you are a human being, you have some privilege to understand spirit on your own. No.
Yes.
That, rather, that infinite has to explain itself, has to come down.
Yes.
And reveal itself to us.
Yes.
And that process by which the absolute truth descends to us is called guru.
Yes.
Hmm?
Yes.
Guru. We are finite. And if the infinite, we cannot come in touch with the infinite directly, because we'll be annihilated by the finite that tries to approach the infinite like that. You'll be swallowed up, finished.
Hmm.
Hmm? So the only practical way by which the finite comes in touch with the infinite is through guru. The infinite takes the finite form of the teacher of the absolute. And he explains, Krishna, or the Absolute, explains himself through the Acharya. Acharya mam vijaniyat. Krishna tells, know that I am the Acharya.
Yes.
His process of coming and teaching to us is through Acharya.
Yes.
Guru, through Vaishnava, through devotee. Hello, Haribol?
Vishwata Prabhu joined.
Oh, Vishuddha Sattva, Haribol, Dandavad Prabhu.
Dandavad Vishwata Prabhu.
And Shuvendu Prabhu is also here.
Yes.
Dandavad to everyone.
Dandavad. Jai Dandavad Prabhu.
Dandavad for everyone. Bhaktivedanta Institute ki
jai.
So we're explaining Guru Tattva. Yes. You're a little late.
Well, I told you that maybe I'm not going to participate today, but
yeah.
I used to connect with Sky and I received some Sushen notify. And some news.
Yes.
So it is nice subject. Guru Tattva. Srila Siddhartha Maharaj have nice book about his guru and his ways on that subject.
Yes. So we have to understand that this atato that is given there, and by the Vaishnavacharyas explained, that don't try to inquire about Brahman on your own, because what will you get? What will you get? You will only get the finite. It's like the dwarf trying to touch the moon.
Yes.
Moon is very far away from us. How can a dwarf touch that moon? Not possible. That's too far like that. So infinite, we cannot grasp that by our tiny hand. What we will get is only the finite thing again. With a finite hand, if we try to grasp the infinite, how much can we grasp? Only a finite portion,
yes.
Isn't it?
Yes.
And that finite portion is not the infinite. Infinite is not the same as the finite. Finite can only give us a finite perspective of what is a real and truth infinite. Then how do we ever come to understand that infinite? Only if the infinite himself comes to the finite.
Yes.
And once one man asked Sridhar Maharaj that, how can the infinite make himself finite? How can the infinite make himself known to the finite?
Yes.
To the finite mind. How is it possible?
Yes.
And Sridhar Maharaj answered, if the infinite is really infinite, then he can make himself known to the finite.
Yes.
Huh?
Yes, ma'am.
If there is some restriction on the infinite that he can't do something, then how is he infinite?
Yes.
So because the infinite cannot be limited. Infinite means it can't be limited by anything. Huh?
Yes.
As soon as there's a limit, it means it's not infinite anymore.
Yes.
It's unlimited, then he can do anything.
Yes.
And so process of that a Brahma Jigyasa must be through the Guru. To Guru. Once we have come now, atato means now, that we have come in touch with the genuine teacher of the infinite, then we can make inquiry about Brahman. Then from the teacher, we can inquire, oh, is it like this? Is it like that? And because he is not representing himself as finite mind, but is representing that which comes from the infinite, that guru also had to have one guru like that. Parampara, guru parampara is established. And that knowledge like that is descending down Tene Brahma Vidyadi Kavaye Muyati Yat Suvarayaha, as explained in the Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavat Purana, that within the heart of Brahma, that knowledge was revealed, came down from Krishna himself, the absolute truth, and revealed to him. And like that, in disciplic succession, Brahma revealed that knowledge through the different acharyas throughout history, throughout the history of the universe. And it comes down to us today like that. And in that way only we can make inquiry about the absolute. Otherwise, we will make so many different theories, and they will all be some kind of concoction, mental concoction, because imagination only. Yes. Because the ascending process of trying to come in touch with the absolute can only give error instead of truth, can only give illusion of reality rather than the truth of reality. So we have to be very careful to understand this principle, and later on in the Vedanta Sutra, this is also explained, that only by the Omnayavak, the words of the Shastra, that we can understand what is what, not by some other process of mental speculation. Even reading the books, even reading the Vedas, even reading the scriptures on our own, yes, without the help of a teacher, we may also get a misunderstanding. Yes, because scriptures are also the absolute. They also belong to the infinite world. Yes. And they are not to be understood like that without the help of the teacher. And of course, this is a practical principle. Who in this world studies quantum mechanics on their own? Has anybody ever picked up a book on quantum mechanics and studied it and learned it like that? No. There's nobody. Huh?
Yes.
Nobody. Nobody has ever done that without a teacher. If it was possible to do everything without a teacher, then what happened with it? The whole education system would be finished.
Yes. Maharaj, I have a little, I want to ask a question here. This science, Maharaj, we are a student of science, but actually yet now we have not got any clear understanding what exactly definition of science is. What we call science. Yes. So I want to know from you, Maharaj, so how can one should understand what is science?
Bhaktivinoda Thakur explained in Chaitanya Sikshamrita very nice about that.
What is your explanation? What is that explanation?
It's not mine, it's Bhaktivinoda Thakur.
What is his explanation?
Well, more or less, I have the real book here to quote, but he says there are five kinds of knowledge. And science is dealing only with that knowledge, with analysis and data, but is limited only to the realm of mind. It is not supreme knowledge, so this is the difference. Mm-hmm. I can quote more precisely, but I don't have the book right now here.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, Prabhupada, maybe one explanation is like that, but Prabhupada told us that science is called, in Sanskrit, it's called vijnanam.
Vijnan. Yes.
Vijnan. So there's jnana vijnan.
Yes.
Jnan means like theoretical knowledge.
Yes.
And vijnan means realized knowledge.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So this knowledge of Krishna consciousness, this knowledge of the absolute world,
yes,
is experienced, can be directly experienced.
Yes.
And one who has that experience of the spiritual realm,
yes, mm-hmm,
one who has factually come to that platform,
yes,
who knows by his own experience what is that platform?
Yes.
That is scientific knowledge. Yes. They can give. Just like we have factual experience of this world.
Yes.
We think we have factual experience of this world.
Yes.
And we explain so many things by that experience about what we call that science, huh?
Yes.
From we pick up the experiences of this world,
yes,
and we make some explanation about what those experiences are, and we call that science.
Yes.
Similarly, yes, in the spiritual world, those who enter that plane, they can have factual experience of it.
Yes.
And that knowledge of that is real science. That's vijnanam,
yes,
realized knowledge. So we can learn that from the realized soul, tattva darshana.
Yes.
Right. Yeah, that's why Prabhupada used to say to Swarup Damodar Maharaj that our scientific preaching is sabijnanam. That's why we call that Arjuna.
Yes.
And that came from a mantra. They came from a very important mantra. And we had a discussion about Guru Tattva. And there are very important mantra in relation with this topic. Guru Tattva is a high topic.
Yes.
It's Sabhighana Artam Sagurut Eva Bigachet Sotyam Brahmanishtan.
Yes.
So that defines the position of Guru.
Yes.
Guru is Brahmanistan. He speaks in Brahman. But this is not theoretical realization, but it is, as Maharaj was saying, it is direct perception, prakash, you know, that began Artan Sagurun Eva Bigachet Sotyam Brahmanistan. But the position of Guru, as Lord Chaitanya say, who is a real Guru? Srila Siddhartha Maharaj has a very wonderful book about Guru Tattva. It's called Shiguru and His Grace.
Yes.
So in that book, he is saying, His Divine Grace, Srila Siddhartha Maharaj, very nice good brother, Srila Prabhupada, disciple of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, or Siksha Guru also. He said that the Guru, Hare Krishna?
Yes, Prabhupada.
The Guru is like a Vaishnava, a regular Vaishnava, and also disciple offered to the Guru in a Kadasi grains, but is not taking himself. So what is Guru means? Guru is the inspired sight in Krishna in the heart of the Vaishnava makes him the Guru, because Guru is following his Guru. So finally, Adi Guru is Krishna. That's why Krishna himself told to Arjuna in Bhagavad Gita, evam parampra praptam imam rayasado viduhu svakalaneha mahata yoganastha parantapa. This knowledge of yoga is avarodha panta, is coming down. It's not theoretical knowledge like the material scientific, you know, viewpoint. But it is revealed knowledge. Yasyareve paravakti yatareve tata guru. Yasyanti hitatitarta prakashante mahatmanaha. So those mahatmas have implicit faith in Guru and Krishna, all Vedic knowledge is being revealed in the heart. Prakash means revealed knowledge. So when Maharaj was saying that those who are fortunate to get darshan of the spiritual world, they really can deliver the glimpse of the Golok Vrindavan, you know, through the eyes of pure devotee. And also Viswanath Chakravarti Thakur emphasized very clearly the position of Guru Tattva in his famous last verse of Shikshastaka, Guru Ashtaka. He said, Yashad Prashada Bhagavad Prashada Yashad Prashana Gati Kutopi.
Yes.
So the position of Guru, everybody can be Guru, but should be qualified. Yes. Prabhupada even say, as the sun just appear, everybody just get light and heat, because sun is the sun.
Yes.
So we can make a guru by stamp, you know, make some stamp or by some corporation decision. guru is one who follows guru, you know.
Yes.
And is being empowered by guru. Gay Krishna Tattva Veta Se
Guru. Hey,
guru. Those
yes.
who know the Krishna Tattva, the science of Krishna, and who follow the principles, because one thing is you can speak, but you should also achara and prachara. Prachara means speak, preach it. And achara means to follow the example.
Yes.
So this is the potency of Guru. Guru Tattva means, it is explained very nice in that book, Sri Guru and His Grace, and also Bhaktivinoda Thakur explained. So this is a very important topic, because disciple means Shishya, and Guru means Guru, who takes from the Shiksha from the dark side.
Yes.
So Shishya means also very disciplined.
Discipline,
it came from the word Sak. Yeah, the root Sanskrit word of Shishya is Sakshat, which means who has said government, who is obedient and who is humble and who is disciplined. Salana is very important.
Guru Govind Maharaj is saying here that, you know, a disciple means under strict discipline.
Yeah, that's the meaning of the Sanskrit word, as I was saying. Sakshat. Sakshat meaning from Siksha.
Yes.
Siksha means that one who accepts discipline and who is obedient. And also Sanatana Goswami in Hari Bhakti Vilas, in the first part of the Hari Bhakti Vilas, he explains about the qualities of guru disciple. Gurus who have qualities, but disciples who have also qualities. It's not that it is a link, it's a binomial. You know binomial in mathematics. It's Guru Krishna. Guru Krishna Prasade Bhai Bhakti Latabi.
Yes.
Did you understand, Sushen?
Yes, Prabhuji.
So this Guru Tattva is a high topic. It's very important.
Yes. Brahmanda Bhamite Bhamite.
From sound is there.
Okay. I think now?
Now it's okay.
Yes,
it's
okay.
Clear.
Okay.
Yeah, Brahmanda Bhamite Bhamite.
Yes.
And it is, you are quoting from that verse, you know, that Guru... He has the power put the heart, in the heart of the disciple, yes, the seed of bhakti. And from that process, you should start in, you know, from faith, sadha, then satsanga,
yes,
then sadhu sangha, bhayana kriya, acting, you know, in devotional service after being understood, you know, what is the philosophy. And then you become detached, you become an artha nivritti, and then you have some ruchi, some taste for Krishna. Yes. And after that, you be detached, a shakti, and then you come to Baba, who is the first ray of prema, and then prema. So this is the process given by Guru. After so many lifetimes, the jiva become Bhagavan. Bhagavan, jiva, Guru, Krishna, prasadi, bhakti, lata, bhi. You get the mercy of Krishna,
yes,
and Guru.
Yes.
You know, some sukriti should be there, but Krishna can give by his causeless mercy to anybody.
Yes.
I was reading yesterday from Bhaktivinoda Thakur that even in the highest stage of bhakti, in Baba bhakti and also prema bhakti,
yes,
You can even, you are not qualified, but the association of pure devotees who have that Baba bhakti, you, yes, can get a glimpse of that.
Yes.
So that role of guru is extremely important in our disciple succession, because, you know, there are a chain of disciple succession. So you can be Sadguru, because there are many kinds of gurus. Srila Sridhar Maharaj explained there are three kinds of guru. There are one guru that maybe is in Kanishtha Adhikari platform, is not so, not qualified, but it is in a low level. Mm-hmm. But he can bring, you know, disciples to the, he can give some bandha, connect disciples with Krishna. And there are another kind of guru,
yes,
who is a Madhyama Adhikari guru. We have one feet here and another feet in the spiritual world, but his mind is focused in Vaikuntha. And finally, the Mahabhagavata guru, the pure devotees, they are completely spiritual. They are Nitya Lila, in Nitya Lila, but they put one feet in this Jagat by his family mercy. This is kind of gurus that are like the great souls, Mahatmas like Srila Prabhupada, Srila Sridhar Maharaj, and many others.
Yes.
Well, thank you. In Gita also it is mentioned about Savijnanam. I think this is where the verse that Prabhupada mentioned when he gave that title to the our journal.
Yes.
From 7th chapter.
Yes.
I think third verse, second or third verse. It,
yes,
says, Gyanam Teham Savijnanam. Verse 2. Gyanam Teham Savijnanam. Idam Vaksham Yusheshata. Yaj Gyatva Ne Habunyon Yaj. Gyatavyam avashishyate. I declare to you in full the wisdom together with knowledge, by knowing which there shall remain nothing more to be known.
Yes.
I,
yes,
declare to you in full this wisdom,
yeah,
together with knowledge, wisdom of this world together with knowledge of the supreme, yes, spiritual, and this means jnanam, means the material knowledge, and vijnanam, the spiritual knowledge.
Yes.
But there is nothing more to know once you know these two things. So we're not emphasizing that you only know about spirit, but you also have to know about this material world.
Yes.
Something has to be known, otherwise how you will distinguish between what is matter and what is spirit?
Yes.
It's not that whatever you are experiencing in this world that we can say, oh, that's spirit. That would be a misinterpretation. We have to understand what is the difference,
yes,
between our experience in this world and what is the experience of the spiritual world.
Yes.
It's very different. Hmm? Ashwata, the Ashwata tree, we mentioned that a couple of times.
Yes.
That Ashwata tree is very important to understand that the real tree of this world, the real, yes, tree and the tree of this world are different.
Yes.
They're completely opposite.
Yes.
Just like the tree with the root, with the roots growing up,
yes,
and the tree with the roots growing down, which one is the real one?
Yes.
The real one is the one
is
has
like,
the real, yeah, one has the roots going down.
Yes. Yes.
And the roots growing up, where is that? Where do we see your roots growing up? Huh?
It's a perfected reflection.
Huh?
Bank of the river.
What's that?
Yeah, I push it down, Jagannath.
The roots growing up,
the river or
only on the lake.
Yes.
Huh?
Yes.
Only on the reflection.
Yes. Yes.
We see the roots growing up.
Yes.
So this world is compared like that to the roots growing up world.
Yes.
And that means the reflected world. Then, okay, if this is the reflected world,
yes,
then where is the real world? If you try to pick the fruit on the tree with, yes, the roots growing up,
yes,
what will you get? You'll just get a wet hand. You see? You won't get anything.
Yes.
Wet hand, that's all.
Yes.
But if you pick from the real tree, then you'll get your fruit.
Yes.
Like that. So we cannot think we're looking for the fruits of happiness in this world. And what do we get? Death, that's all. We get some misery.
Yes.
We get the dissatisfaction. We are never satisfied here. Yes. We try to get some satisfaction here. Always it leads to dissatisfaction. Or we don't become satisfied at all and we want more satisfaction, isn't
yes.
it?
Yes.
Huh? Yes. I get some fruit here and then I like to eat more fruit yes. and I have to eat again. Huh? And if I don't eat it fast enough, it will get rotten. Yeah. Huh? Like that. And if I eat too much, I get sick. Right. And if there's drought, then I don't get any fruit.
Yes. Right?
Like that, there's so many disappointments of trying to get things in this world, happiness in this world, that we will never be satisfied.
Yes.
And ultimately, death must come and take everything away from us. All our enjoying propensity will be finished. So that is not the real happiness that we are searching for. It can't be found here. We have to look to the real tree, where the real fruit is growing, and that is the spiritual realm. And then how to get there, that's the process that we have to learn through this inquiring from Guru about spirit. Don't inquire from Guru about so many mundane things. Inquire about that highest thing, the truth, and how we can distinguish that highest truth from this lower truth. It's illusory energy. So that's Vedanta. Vedanta begins with that. How much there is to know just from the first verse of Vedanta, you see?
Tato Brahma Jnanas.
Yes, yes, yes. And how much there is to know there, just in that first verse, it will take a book just to write about all of that. Then to understand what is Brahman.
Yes.
Even Naravaki Sutra, because Vedanta Sutra, you know, after Vyasadeva used compiled Vedanta Sutra, he was not satisfied. That's why he compiled Srimad Bhagavatam. Srimad Bhagavatam contains.
Yes, we explained that as commentary.
Krishna Lila is, you know, the rasa of Srimad Bhagavatam because it is with Krishna. And even Narada Muni, you can see, Narada Muni is a great acharya in the disciple succession. He gets the knowledge used from Brahma and the Vyasa, no? But even Narada, he went to get the darshan of Radha Krishna Maharas, the Rasa Lila. But because he was, you know, some kind of male conception, he was not qualified to get the darshan. So there are very nice pastime that he went to Lalita Devi, and Lalita Devi said, no, you can get darshan from Rasa Lila because you need to get out this consciousness, this male consciousness. Jiva is always feminine, and also happened with Lord Shiva. So that pastime, he went to Kushum Sarovara, and he got bath there, he took some dip, and he came with the Siddha of the Gopi. And with that proper, you know, swarup, he can get darshan of Rasa Lila. So after that, Krishna told him, okay, now you are watching that, you get the darshan of Rasa Lila. Then you go and you compile Narada Bhakti Sutra. So Narada Bhakti Sutra, like Vedanta Sutra, is a Atato Brahma Jnanasa, the first offerings of Vedanta Sutra. So the first offerings of Narada Bhakti Sutra say, now is the time to inquire about Bhakti. Because Vedanta is a little dry, but Bhakti is the sweetness, you know. It's like when you are taking water with sugar. You are chanting the holy name, but you are not thinking in Krishna. It's like you are drinking water without moving the sugar to make a solution. It's a chemical compound, you know. So to get the full rasa, you need to get out that male consciousness and all these anarthas, and then you can get completely the darshan of the spiritual world. So this is very important. Even Narada Muni can enter in Radha Kunda, neither Shiva. So that reflects the importance of atato. Atato means right now. We should inquire right now about our relation with Krishna. This is bhakti.
Sambandha. Jigyasa means sambandha. Huh? We're inquiring to try to understand what is sambandha. But to taste that higher rasa, like Prashuddha Sattva is saying, that requires another process, not jnana. What is that verse from that Sridhar Maharaj was always quoting? That the devotees will hatefully discard all knowledge in order to understand what is real bhakti. I can't remember the Sanskrit. Jnane prayasya udapashya namante eva. That's the one. He says, Jnane prayasya udapashya namante eva.
Jnane prayasya. Yes, sir.
Means
san mukharitan san.
I can't remember exactly, but like that. That one was hatefully discarded.
Stanisita,
yes. Very nice. So by hatefully discarding this knowledge, inquiring after knowledge, one can search for the that higher taste, the taste, the rasa, that is the essence of Vaishnava teachings. Actually, we are rasa seekers, seekers of rasa, seekers of taste, not so much of knowledge. And yet, what do we find? That in the Vaishnava tradition, there is so much knowledge, isn't there? So scientific knowledge is there. And it comes because the Akila Rasamrita Murti, that reservoir of all pleasure, all rasa, he is full in all aspects of knowledge, of wisdom, of strength, of beauty, of sweetness. Everything is there. So once you come in touch with that sweetness of Krishna consciousness, then devotee is never devoid of knowledge. Never. No one can compare with his knowledge.
That came like a maid servant.
That's a maid servant, like a maid servant of that Krishna consciousness. That and moksha, everything comes like maid servant to stand and offer obeisances to that bhakti ras.
There are very nice explanation in Srimad Bhagavatam about that Madhava Puri Maharaj saying. That automatically, by being engaged purely and sincerely in the service of Guru and Guranga, knowledge automatically came. Sorry for my pronunciation. So then mantra is Vasudeva Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Prajojitaha Jana Ghyati Asu Bhai Ragyan Jana Chat Haitukan immediately. So everything came from the chanting, the pure chanting of the holy name, you know, because gradually, we can experience by the mercy of Guru and Vaishnavas, slowly, step by step, we can experience that. And when, like Gaura Govinda Maharaj was saying in his book, his Vipralamba Tattva, say, I'm just with my folded hands praying to get one drop of this nectar. Because only one drop makes you crazy. You are finished for all your life. When you get that real rasa with the real knowledge, because through the Vedic knowledge, the purpose of to be known is Krishna, as he's saying in Bhagavad Gita 15:15, in the 15th chapter, sloka number 15. Sarvai aham eva vedyo, sarvacha chahan hiri sanivisto matan matam povanancha. I am through the Vedas, I am the purpose to be known. So the knowledge of Krishna came through Guru. And when you experience that sweetness of Krishna, then you become crazy. Of course, this is a transcendental higher platform, we are not in that. But everything, it is my humble perception, came from the holy name. I am more than 30 years in Krishna consciousness, and I consider myself a student, you know. I still am a student. But when you get a little drop of that mercy, and that mercy came from Srimati Radharani, because that experience of happiness, Radharani is the internal potential pleasure of Krishna, Ladini Shakti. And when we are chanting the holy name, we are also chanting Radha Krishna mantra. We are praying to be engaged in the service of the lotus feet of Radha Krishna. Hari is Krishna, and Hare Hara is the vocative name, and Raman is also Radha Raman, Radha Krishna. So, who is the best servant of Krishna?
Radharani.
This is a famous Radharani, because she is Adi Mata. Adi Mata means, you know, is the same name of Radha means, you know, the best servant. It is the best servant. So, but even Vyasadeva is not explained, you know, it's a hidden truth. It's not explained in Bhagavatam, you know, name of Radha. But finally, we are praying to be someday be qualified to be servant of the servants of those who are serving Radharani. So this is very important. So there are some esoteric meaning of the chanting of the holy name. But we are in a Navavasa platform, as Bhaktivinoda explained in Harina, Harinama Chintamani. Let me finish the idea.
Yes.
So this that's why Prabhupada gave Hare Krishna movement. Everything rests, the foundation, the sweetness and the foundation of all our knowledge. They came from chanting purely holy name. Because maybe you are a big pandit, you are a big scientist, but you are not chanting without offenses the holy name. You never get the high knowledge.
Yes.
So this is extremely important to be fixing the principles, not getting use theoretical knowledge. Of course, we are scientists, we can use check from Vedanta Sutra and Bhagavad and everything. But finally, everything came from satsanga. This satsanga is extremely important because this is interchange with devotees who already get some rasa. So that potency is there, like your Guru Maharaj. I experienced myself, and when I was in contact with Swarup Damodar, so I get that mercy, you know, and also with Bhakti Madhava, Puri Maharaj and other Vaishnavas. So it's extremely important to be associated with those Vaishnavas who are Rasika Vaishnavas, who are searching for the mercy of Radharani.
Yes.
Because Radharani is, you know, the servant, you know, the Mata, who is, you know, the mother of devotional service, Bhakti Devi, and we are looking for that.
Yes. Prabhuji, actually I heard from somewhere, I don't know from where, but actually I heard that Sukadev Goswami, if he chants once Radharani's name, he goes to trance for 6 months like that. So that's why he not taken the name of Radharani in Srimad Bhagavatam, you know, commentary.
Well, there are another explanation about that. In the 10th canto, you read the tika of Bhishmanand Chakravarti Thakur. Yes. When they was in the Maharasa, and then suddenly Radharani, Srimati Radharani disappeared from the Rasa.
Yes.
So the whole rest of Gopis group, they were searching for her.
Yes.
Because they disappeared in the growth of Govardhan.
Yes.
So they was looking into the path, you know, and then they found that the footsteps of Radharani was mixed with Krishna. So Sukadeva Goswami was mentioned by Vyasadeva say, I'm not directly mentioned the name of Radharani because this is a hidden truth. This is a very hidden truth. This is esoteric meaning in Srimad Bhagavatam.
Yes.
It's not properly understood even by the devotees.
Yes.
Yes. Wait. Vishwanath is asking if they really went to the moon or not.
And, yeah, I told him that Srila Prabhupada in a letter say they are not the NASA, they are cheaters. They make some arrangements.
I seen a movie.
Prabhupada say that they went to Rahu, but
another explanation is that they did not go to the moon in the sense that going there they did not see the residents of that place.
Yes.
Residents of the moon are all ethereal bodies.
Yes.
And they did not see that. They did not see the civilization that is existing there.
Yes.
So to go there in the real sense is to go with a different, one have to make a transformation of his whole body in order to go there. You can't go there just by traveling with this body. You have to go there with a different kind of body. That is what it means to go to the moon. The moon is a heavenly planet, and to go there requires that you have to undergo some transformation.
Yes.
So in that sense, they didn't go, because only can go there by that transformation, by the special process. One has to be qualified in order to go there. So merely to go from this place to the other without having entered the real atmosphere of that place, that is not traveling to the other planet. You understand?
Yes.
They're not the kind of traveling that the Vedas speak of.
Yes.
Vedas are all based upon consciousness, the conscious world. And the scientists know nothing about that conscious world. They only know about the object of consciousness. They know nothing about consciousness itself.
Yes.
Right? So they don't realize that their experience of the reality that they have, that the material reality, is due to their consciousness, the particular consciousness they have, of lording it over. And if they change that consciousness, then they will realize all these higher things that are explained in the Vedas. But that requires a transcendental knowledge, spiritual knowledge. And that's what we're trying to teach. Don't be fooled by all the so-called knowledge and sophisticated technology and stuff like that. It is merely a civilization of polished cats and dogs. It's not what we are meant for. Vedas don't teach that. They don't teach that we are meant for that kind of life.
And he said Sangha is very nice today.
We have full faith that Veda are giving us knowledge of a higher reality. And those who have taught that, who teach that, like I said, they have Vigyan. They have scientific knowledge of that realm. And they have realized knowledge of it. And they are transmitting that knowledge throughout all generations. Before the scientific age came, they were teaching this knowledge, very high science, and that even today we are still trying to figure out what they are saying. Has been taught for so many thousands of years, whereas this knowledge, this technology that they are now teaching, in a few years that will be gone, and it will be replaced by some other knowledge.
New theories, Maharaj.
It will not carry on. It will not carry on into the future. It will not. So that kind of knowledge that changes, constantly changes, we don't call that knowledge. We call that mistake.
Yes.
If knowledge changes, just like they had Newton's law.
Yes.
And then Einstein came along and he said, no, that's not correct.
Maharaj,
you have to think like this. So yes. That is called mistake. They call it knowledge, but we call it mistake.
Yes.
If you change what you're saying, I see you say it's like this, and then some other time you say, oh, no, it's not like that, it's like this. It means that
Maharaj,
what you said first was a mistake, not knowledge.
Yes. Yes. Maharaj, this
so
blind
Vedas are not, Vedas are not like that. They are eternal yes. knowledge. I'm sorry, what did you say?
Maharaj, like there is a story of blind person, Maharaj. He touches the feet of the elephant and judges that elephant is a pillar. And touches the, stomach and thinks that it's a big wall. Tail it touches and, thinks it's a snake. So this type of blind observations, sense-based observation, which has a sense itself has some, defects because we have not...
It's a mistake.
Yes.
It's a mistake.
Yes.
But it's an elephant.
Bhaktivinoda Kur gave this example in his nice book, Bhagavatam, His Ethic and His Theology.
Yes.
It is well-known Indian saint,
Yes.
So Purushottam Jagannath is there.
Yes,
this is very nice. This is very nice satsanga today. We are getting some nectar from Maharaj.
Yes.
And I recommend to everybody one book, humbly. There are nice book of Biswanath Chakravarti Thakur. His name is Madhurya Kadambini. It's a very nice book. We can read it. It's not so high, but it's plain about the different states of the devotional service.
Yes.
So I highly recommend this book. I'm translated to Spanish this book. Do you know this book, Maharaj?
I heard, but I haven't read that. I haven't had permission to read that, so I didn't read that.
How is that, Maharaj?
I'm taking your permission.
No. If you say that, you are committing self-offense, Sorry. I'm your servant. But it is a very nice book. Biswanath Chakravarti Thakur is a great acharya,
Yes.
There are not sufficient amount of time in this life to get all knowledge of the great acharyas, Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, Viswanath, Chakravarti, Bhaktivinoda Thakur. They are wonderful books, and now the proper disciples, they are used translating very nice books, not full knowledge, but finally we chant Hare Krishna, then we can get everything. Also the books of Gaur Govinda Maharaj, they are really wonderful.
Yes.
Gaur Govinda Maharaj and Swarup Damodar Maharaj was very special disciples of Prabhupada.
Yes.
For sure now they are in Nitya Lila together serving Prabhupada.
Yes.
So these books, they are there. They left behind them these wonderful books, and we can get some more profit because the potency of the pure devotees in his book, when he brought some book, like the scientists. You can read a book on quantum mechanics of algebraic topology or whatever, but it's dry. But when you get that reading these books and you came in contact with that testimonies of the pure devotees, Sudha Vaishnava, then so much benefit in our hearts. We can clean our heart immediately.
Yes.
And this is very important. Read books in the spirit of service, not used to get knowledge and to give to others. We can just get a storehouse of knowledge like Prabhupada. Prabhupada sacrificed, or Srila Prabhupada is a founder of Acharya of Vihayana ISKCON, and he sacrificed completely, entirely his life to giving, fallen souls like yourself this wonderful knowledge. And because he was a powerful Acharya, he accommodates properly the whole Vedic knowledge for Kali Yuga. And now the disciples is like an expansion of his mercy, magnanimity. And they are translating many books in Vrindavan. There are many books already translated to English. I'm also translating about 20 books to Spanish. I found my Ediciones Chintamani with the purpose of giving this knowledge to the Spanish-speaking people. Because Prabhupada wants that Krishna conscious Mahaprabhu message be spread all over the world, not only in America. You know? Sometimes we feel that United States, it is a very proud country because they feel they are the loss of the war. But Prabhupada was extremely merciful to give, you know, Krishna consciousness in America, but also all over the world, you know, we need to know all these books translated to many languages. So I'm trying to do humble service for the Spanish-speaking devotees. It's very powerful yatra all over the world also. Mm-hmm. And also Sarudra Maharaj told me that duty, you know, preaching Bhaktivedanta Institute mission in Spanish. I'm trying to do. I'm old man already. I'm full of this distress, you know, problems of hell. By the mercy of Puri Maharaj and Swarup Dhamodar and Prabhupada, maybe I can do something. So you are now the new, you know, generation of scientists in Bhaktivedanta Institute. You have very great faith in your Guru Maharaj. You are very faithful. You have respect for Puri Maharaj, a little for myself. You are a wisher. You know me very well.
Yes.
So we should try to keep together this spirit of devotional spirit of harmony.
Yes.
And just going on with our service, let all resource to Krishna. Yes. Maybe, you know, disciples in India of Sarudra Damodar, we feel that they are getting a little outside of the instructions. I'm talking about, you know, I don't want to mention names,
yes,
but mostly Calcutta group. They are not participating in our seminars, in our conference,
yes,
or Satsanga Skype Sunday night conference. But what we can do, you know, everybody have a relation with Guru in his heart, and we are sincere.
Yes.
If we are keep unity yourself, Purushottam, then Ajit and Ramshagar and all devotees, you know, I will be meet you. I will like to meet you in Tirupati, but now it depends on Krishna. So I'm very happy at least you keep me alive. And also Madhava Puri Maharaj is responsible to keeping me alive.
Thank you.
Otherwise, I'll be lost.
Blessings, Prabhuji.
So now it's getting late. We have 1 hour talk already. Let's close our session.
Maharaj, also, actually, I want to tell today actually two new devotees joined. Our Biswanath Prabhu from Bangalore.
Yes.
And our Rambo Prabhu, what is his name? He left.
Ravi Kumar. Yes.
Ravi, he left actually recently.
Yes.
So,
yes.
So,
well, we only have room for 9 people in this conference. We have to get this Skype.
I added more than 9 just now, I think. 10 or 11 I added.
Yes. No, yeah. We can't do that because it only takes 9. Uh-huh. So we have to get plus the host, so maybe 10.
Yes.
So we have to get the Skype cast. Hopefully that will be working.
Yes.
They've been having some trouble for the past few days. So maybe that'll be working next week. And then we can get more who would like to join.
Yes. Maharaj, actually, I want to ask you, send some, you know, like a message that, you know, if somebody wants to ask some science spirituality questions, so they can send to one email address I will be creating. So they can send some questions and we can discuss those questions answer in the, some, you know, this conference that will be.
And how will they know? How will they know the answer?
They will be. I will be sending the, you know, this MP3 Maharaj link.
Oh, okay.
Weekly, you know, question and answer, you know, this discussion.
Yes. So no MP3 what? Today, huh?
Maharaj? Yeah, no, Maharaj, I recorded, Maharaj. Actually, this new one is not giving any, you know, like message.
Oh, it's message, recorded.
I'm recording, Maharaj. 50
minutes. Right.
50 minutes, Maharaj. So I will check the options, Maharaj, so that it can give the, you know, this, like, recording, you know, this, here, like, message.
All right.
This Mataji from China, Aji, is there? She's there? Aji? Mataji, Chinese Mataji?
Aji Mataji, are you there? Hare Krishna? Hare Krishna? Oh, and maybe she's out of, I think.
Alright.
Or Gauchandra is also listening, but actually he cannot speak because he don't have the headphone.
Alright. Anyhow, so next week.
Maharaj, can I ask a question?
What's that, Prabhu?
Bindu Prabhu.
Yes. Ask, you have some question?
Yes, Maharaj, I have one doubt.
What's that, Prabhu?
In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna is telling to Arjuna that there was no such time that you were not there and I was not there. But you have forgotten your presence and I remembered all these things.
Yes. How to understand
so that?
So what is the question?
Yeah, I want to understand that.
He wants to understand that. How is it that Arjuna was there, but he doesn't remember, and Krishna remembers? We are eternal, huh? The jiva is also eternal. Jivara Swarupoi Krishnara Nityadas. The jiva is eternally servant of Krishna. It means he's eternally part and parcel of Krishna. Huh? And he has a subordinate position. Even in Brahma Jyoti, we can say, if the jiva is there and it's Tatashta Shakti, he is still part and parcel of Krishna. It's never that he's apart from Krishna, isn't it? So he's Nitya. He's eternally dependent on Krishna as his potency, as his Shakti. Jiva Shakti is there. But Krishna tells us in the Gita, Sarvasya chaham ridishani vishto matak smithir jnanam apohanam cha, that I am the source of knowledge, remembrance, and forgetfulness, he tells Arjuna. He can remember everything, and he is the source, therefore, of our knowledge and of our memory and our forgetfulness. Even that much, we are dependent upon Krishna. How much we are dependent on him, he's telling there. Our knowledge, our remembrance and forgetfulness is all based upon him. Aham sarvasya prabhava matak sarvam pravartate. He is the source even of our devotional service. Do you know that? Even our devotional service, our ability to render service to Krishna, comes from Krishna.
And also he says, Bedaicha sarvaina ham eva vedyo. It is the sarvaina. It's very important.
And then he said, yeyatamam. Yes, yes. He is rewarding us according to our surrender to him. If we are desirous of coming back to him, he gives us himself. But it depends on our desire to want that. That's all. Our desire to remember him, he fulfills that desire. Our desire to know that, he fulfills that knowledge. He gives us that knowledge. Our desire to forget him, he gives us that forgetfulness.
They are very important in the Gita sloka, Chatur sloka of Gita. Kori Maharaj was saying, he said, if you are sincere, Krishna give you the knowledge that you can come to him. It is very important verse, you know. You remember that verse,
Dami,
you know.
Bhuti yogam cha. Dadari bhumi bhuti yogam.
Yeah, but Jiva Goswami, Jiva Goswami explained this verse, you know. Dadami bhuti yogam tan jenamam.
Jenamam upayante te.
Open. Yeah, but the second line is extremely important because you say, Bhayatam Priti Purvakam. This Bhayatam Priti, Priti means prema, means love. So, to whom Krishna is given knowledge to come to him? Those who love him in a static mood. That's Bhayatam Priti. Bhayana means worship. So, Dadami Buddhi Yogantan Dhyanaman Upayantite. But the third line, Jiva Goswami explained, no? Tesam Satata Yogtanan Bhayatam Priti Purvakan. Those who love Krishna in that static mood, Bhayatam Priti, like Priti Sandarva, then to those is give the knowledge to come to him. But Krishna is extremely merciful. It's Mahapatita Pavana. So, he can give knowledge to everybody. I was chanting during my rounds today, I came to my conclusion. I am completely full. As soon as you are chanting more, you feel that you are completely fallen. So I chanted 9 rounds and I came to this conclusion, unfortunate conclusion. I am a fool. I am always been a fool, but sometimes I've seen that I am not. So now I am thinking I am real fool.
Very nice.
Maharaj, this I read one, you know, this is Lord Chaitanya's teachings book, Maharaj. So there actually Sanatana Goswami, actually Chaitanya Mahaprabhu instructing to Sanatana Goswami. So first Sanatana Goswami is actually asking, surrendering to Mahaprabhu like that he's telling, I am such a big fool that, you know, I myself think that, you know, I am an intelligent person. Even people say intelligent, but I also think that I am intelligent.
Yes, yes.
So like that. But the difference of pure devotees, when they say that, they feel real like that.
Yes,
sometimes we make a show. We say we are fools, but we think that we are very learned. But when Sanatana Goswami and Bhaktivinoda say that, they feel really like that.
Real inside.
Different.
Yes.
Yeah. He's really inside, you know. Yes.
All right. Very good. So let's go. Now I think we have to go. Any other questions?
So we'd be like to speak with you after everybody use hand upon Maharaj. If you can give me your mercy.
We can call after. All right. Next week we meet the same time. I think we have a message up there already.
Thank you all very much, Prabhu, for your service. Dandavat Prabhu. Dandavat Prabhu. All glories to Srila Prabhupada, all glories to Srila Padmaharaj, Gaur Bhakta Vrinda ki Jai, Hari Bol, Jai Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna.